In 1989, the World Monuments Fund conducted one of the first international surveys of damage wrought by years of civil war and neglect at the historic city of Angkor in Cambodia. Since then, the World Monuments Fund has worked to conserve endangered sites at Angkor, including the Churning of the Sea of Milk Gallery at Angkor Wat. I'm John Stubbs, Vice President of Field Projects at the World Monuments Fund. I've worked at Angkor since 1991. The magnificent Temple of Angkor Wat, built by the powerful King Suryavarman II in the early 12th century, is the world's largest religious building. Its five towers, set atop a man-made stone mountain, symbolize Mount Meru, sacred in Hindu mythology. In 2008, Cambodian authorities approved our proposal to restore the stone gallery at the east elevation of Angkor Wat. It contains the most famous of all works of ancient Khmer art, the 49-meter-long bas-relief depicting the churning of the Sea of Milk story in the Hindu epic, the Mahabharata. The celebrated stone carving on the rear wall of the gallery shows gods and demons churning the primordial ocean below to release Amrita, the elixir of immortality. Architect Cham Fali is in charge of the field project.
Amrita. Amrita is the simple like the water that if you have Amrita, you drink and then you cannot die. You have a life forever. That means Amrita.
Rerouting visitors and explaining the restoration process is part of the overall project. The conservation challenge here is to reset the gallery's roof stones to prevent rainwater and harmful salts from damaging the fragile surface of the frieze below. Without treatment, this exceptional example of Khmer sculpture could be lost.
Yeah, the water coming in, during the water coming in, and then the water have acid, and then damage the bas-relief. So that's why the World Monuments Fund decide to protect the roof.
To accomplish the project, the World Monuments Fund installed a custom-designed bridge crane that can travel the length of the gallery in order to easily remove and replace the over 1,000 specially shaped roof stones.
I am working for people in the world, not for only my heritage.